ஷார்ட் அண்ட் இங்கிலீஷ் ஹை ஸ்பீட் 180 வேர்ட்ஸ் பெர் மினிட் ட்ரையல் டிக்டேஷன். பி ரெடி. 15 செகண்ட்ஸ் லெஃப்ட், 10 செகண்ட்ஸ் லெஃப்ட், 5 செகண்ட்ஸ் லெஃப்ட். Begin. Honorable Chief Ministers, ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to be here today at the Conference of Chief Ministers of Northern India, organized by the Chambers of Commerce and Industry. It gives me great pleasure to share my thoughts with the Chief Ministers of some of the largest states of the country and some of the captains of the Indian industry, and to discuss with them some important matters of relevance to all of us. It is necessary to note that today India is among the fastest growing countries in the world. The growth rate has increased to more than 7% in the last decade, and our share in the world trade has more than doubled in the last 2 decades. I would like to inform you that we are the third largest economy in the world in terms of purchasing power. However, I would like to inform you in this connection that our growth rate has decreased to some extent in the last 5 years, and I have to point out that growth is dependent on the investment rate and also the proper use of capital. Shorten English high speed 180 words per minute. Code number of the question paper is 870. The passage should be transcribed into longhand verbatim. The candidates are informed that 10 marks are reserved for their shortened performance. Handwriting during transcription should be legible and sufficient space should be left between lines. Be ready. 15 seconds left, 10 seconds left, 5 seconds left. Begin. Honorable Speaker Sir, at the outset, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to say a few words on the floor of the House. The Governor's address this year is important due to the fact that the Honorable Chief Minister has made a review of all the government departments during the last 2 months. I think the inputs received from the Honorable Ministers and officers in charge of those departments during the course of discussion have been reflected in this year's address. I hope and trust that the problems found in the execution of some schemes would be removed as soon as possible. In the first place, I would like to congratulate the government on the efforts to strengthen urban and rural local bodies during the course of the year. I am glad to note that the views given by the expert committee in this regard and the decisions of the government thereupon are to be placed on the floor of the House. I believe that this would go a long way in ensuring independence and more funds to the local bodies all over the state. Secondly, I would like to place on record my sincere appreciation to the government for providing appliances free of cost to family card holders. I have no doubt that this measure is the first of its kind in the country. We are aware that the women are the backbone of any family. As a matter of fact, women in poor economic conditions find it very difficult to run their families. This scheme will give them essential articles free of cost and would help to improve their standard of living to a great extent. I request that this scheme should be started as early as possible. I thank the honorable members of this House for praising the government for the supply of rice free of cost in ration shops. In spite of the fact that this would result in a huge expenditure, I have no doubt that this would ensure the food safety of the poor people of the state. Honorable Speaker Sir, I would like to take this opportunity to bring a few matters to the kind attention of the government. The recent cyclone has brought great damage to life and property in the coastal parts of the state. my district has been badly affected and thousands of people have lost their homes. I would also like to bring to your kind attention the fact that farmers have lost their livelihood due to heavy rains just before harvest. I would therefore request the government to sanction more funds to provide them relief at an early date. I congratulate the government on achieving record food grain production last year. At the same time, it should be borne in mind that the farmers cannot be benefited unless and until they are able to get good price for their produce. As a matter of fact, the farmers are selling their lands. They are not able to get good price and are affected by frequent rains. In these circumstances, on behalf of the honorable members of this house, I request the government to sanction crop insurance funds as early as possible. In the same manner, I would request the government not to insist on the prescribed moisture content while getting grains from farmers. I request the government to take into account their financial position and relax norms as much as possible. Honorable Speaker Sir, it is a source of satisfaction that our state is one of the first states to give free power supply to farmers. However, on this occasion, I would like to draw your attention to the recent efforts to fix meters to the agricultural power connections. I am not in a position to understand the need for such a step in the present situation. Farmers are under the impression that free power supply would be removed. I would therefore request that this step should be dropped as soon as possible. Coming to science and technology, it is a matter of great satisfaction that we occupy the second position in the field of software export. At the same time, I am happy that the government had set up a committee to increase hardware export also. I would like to thank the government in this regard. It is absolutely necessary that it is executed as early as possible. Next, I would like to deal with the health sector. We are aware that our state has the best medical facilities from local to top level. It is a matter of great satisfaction that we were the first to introduce free ambulances for the people. This was followed all over the country in the next few years. In this connection, it appears to me that the government has increased the number of diseases covered under the health insurance scheme. In this connection, I would like to suggest that the income limit also may be suitably revised at an early date. Honorable Speaker Sir, I have a set of demands regarding my district. As a matter of fact, I would like to explain them on the floor of the House. However, due to shortage of time, I request you to kindly forward them to the government for suitable action. With these few words, I would like to conclude my speech thanking you for the excellent opportunity given to me.